Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For whatever reason, children seem to be studied quite a bit. One popular study, for example, is how long children watch the television set. Coinciding with that, they'll study what shows the children are watching. And in the last few decades, I'm sure hundreds, if not thousands, of studies have been done on the subject of children and the internet. Again, how long they're on and what they're surfing. But it wasn't too long ago when I heard about a study that may have topped them all. Over the last few years, educators have been doing studies on how children spend their days at school. They studied things like how many minutes children spend reading at their desks, how many minutes children spend going to the bathroom, how many minutes sharpening their pencils, and so on. But there's one activity they studied we would probably never guess or even expect. Walking with no purpose. You heard me right. Walking with no purpose. Studies have found that in a normal day, a very normal child, if there is such a thing, will spend a certain number of minutes simply walking from here to there for no good reason. Curious and also interesting, isn't it? So how about you? Are there times that it seems you're walking around like that school child with seemingly no purpose? The fact is, it's not just school children who walk around with no purpose. There are people of all ages who walk around not knowing what life is really all about. But as Paul reminds us in our text for today, we do walk around with a purpose, and that is to walk as children of light. And what is that light? It's the new life of faith begun in our baptism in Christ when God called us by name. It's our life of faith that continues and is strengthened when we hear God's word and partake in his meal. It is our life of faith as we go out to be light in this darkened world. So I suppose I should ask the question then, how is your walk going so far? Has everything gone the way you want it, smooth and easy? Or have you hit some rough patches? I'm going to guess that most, if not all of us, would say that it hasn't always been easy. Now, don't think I'm a total downer. I'm sure there have been days when your light has shone brilliantly, but then there are those other days. Maybe you were told the news that someone you know was diagnosed with cancer or some other disease. Maybe you heard of a family where a parent lost his or her job and are struggling to make ends meet. Maybe you heard of a family breaking apart because of the stresses of life. And when we hear these things, our light gets pretty dim, doesn't it? And if that wasn't bad enough, it seems that as Christians, we're facing more and more opposition from the world. We're told to keep quiet, that we have to keep our beliefs and morals to ourselves, because that's not what the world believes. Paul says this is because the days are evil. When we assess the situation in which we find ourselves, how true the apostles' words ring out. All we have to do is look at the morning newspaper or the television in order to know this is true. So why is our walk at times so difficult? Because we live in a world still enslaved by sin. And while from the beginning people have tried to redefine it, excuse it, redecorate it, and even hide it, the fact remains that sin is at the bottom of what makes life and relationships difficult, breakable, and yes, dying. If you think I'm wrong, let's go back to the beginning. Already in the Garden of Eden, we see this being played out. Just imagine, every day Adam and Eve had the opportunity to walk with the Lord. No worries, no stresses, but then one day everything changed. First, Satan deceived them. You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. But Adam and Eve didn't have to listen to Satan. They could have kept God's command and continued to walk with him, walk with a purpose. Instead, they ate, and yes, their eyes were opened. But that enlightenment blinded all people so that we cannot see God. Immediately, sin had its effect of separation from God, from his creation, and from other human beings. But before we put the entire blame on the world or Adam or Eve, don't we need to look at ourselves too? As Jesus said, "Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?" We are saints in Christ, this is true. But the old Adam still lurks within our hearts. We are sinners, and because of sin, we too ignore God's word. During his earthly ministry, a Pharisee asked Jesus the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Do you remember Jesus' answer? "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." Staying with the second one, I believe we got part of it right. Love yourself. Too often, we get caught up in satisfying our wants. We become distracted with things that later become addictions. Like the children I mentioned at the beginning of my message. If you were studied, how much of your time is spent sitting in front of the television or getting on the computer and poking around on Facebook? That's why Paul gives us this advice. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time." So if there are things keeping us from serving our neighbor, keeping us from walking as children of light, shouldn't we rethink the way we spend our time? Seems like a simple answer, doesn't it? But if you listen to the world's answer, they would say, "No, you already got it right. If you want to walk tall and walk with a purpose, you have to have that me first attitude." To the world, knowing that is true wisdom. And sadly, so many people walk around just like it. But what does the writer of Proverbs say? "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." And to walk as children of light, we need that true and godly wisdom. It begins with coming before the Lord in reverence and awe, trusting in Him for every good in your life. True wisdom is gained by feasting on the bread of life for the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. But to the world, this is nothing but foolishness. To this darkened world, it's foolish that someone will live the perfect life, but then take the sins of everyone else upon himself. It's foolishness that a person would allow himself to be put on trial unfairly, to allow himself to be insulted, beat up, whipped, and finally nailed to a cross for the benefit of others. It's pure nonsense and foolishness that someone would die and 3 days later be raised from the dead so others may live. But as Paul wrote, "God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. For through this so-called foolishness we have been saved. And through God's gift of faith we have been given the wisdom to believe and trust in Jesus Christ for life and salvation." And if that wasn't good enough, Jesus says to you and me, "You are the light of the world." By our baptism into Christ, He lives in us, enlightening the eyes of our hearts, awakening us to be able to walk in the newness of life. And as we now walk with a purpose, we see our Heavenly Father who is here, present and eager to have a relationship with each one of us, not counting our sins against us, but forgiving us, for Jesus already paid the price. And we also see our neighbors differently in this new light. By grace, we now walk as children of light, bringing the presence and power of God's love to others. The lives of people all around us are falling apart, and we have a message, the greatest message, of love and hope that can be found nowhere else. For walking in the light of Christ is to walk as children of God with purpose. It's the walk of repentance and faith. We live in forgiveness of all our deeds done in darkness. With no wholesome purpose, we invite the world to the glorious light of salvation in Jesus Christ. That walk and that invitation are so joyous that we sing to the Lord with all our hearts songs of thanksgiving to God and to encourage one another in that life and walk. Let this be in our Savior's name. Amen.